This is Vatican Radio. I'm Chris Altieri. The prospect of Western airstrikes against Syria is causing concerns in all directions, especially on the tiny Mediterranean island of Cyprus, where the problem is foremost in the mind of the island's top diplomat, Yanis Kazalidis. As foreign minister, he has an especially difficult dilemma, as even though Cyprus is an independent republic and a member of the EU, it is also host to a British Air Force establishment in Akrotiri on the southwest coast, which is reportedly gearing up to be part of any airstrike on Syria. He told correspondent Nathan Morley that Cyprus is against further use of violence and escalation of tension, but even now remains in the dark as to what form any military action may take.
Minister, do the British authorities have to ask your permission, your government's permission, to use these bases if they wanted to launch any kind of strikes at Syria from them?
Yes, I think what they will not ask permission, but they will certainly inform us and consult with us. And yesterday I was having a meeting with the British ambassador, and we are in agreement that there will be no surprises so far as we are concerned.
Should these British bases be used in any kind of military strike or military action against Syria, is there any danger to Cyprus itself?
Well, one can never exclude the risks, particularly if some of the stakeholders in this conflict, which is much wider than Syria itself, are in possession of ballistic missiles. But you understand that this is a very hypothetical question, and it's the possibility of this is remote, and we are not there yet. We have to begin from the fact that a decision has not been taken yet about a military action. I am sure that everybody waits the results of the UN investigation, despite the fact that everybody knows that the evidence will not be as convincing as it would have been should the investigation have taken place a few days earlier. But anyhow, no decision has taken yet. Then the second question that has not yet been answered is what sort of military action is it going to take place and from where? And the biggest possibility is that land bases like the British bases in Cyprus will not be necessary for the main thrust of any action by air. Most probably they will be used only for backup support.
So, Minister, what is the position of Cyprus regarding any possible military strikes on Syria from Western powers? We do see two different opinions, the China and Russia and the West. Where does Nicosia stand on this subject?
Our position, first of all, is that we wish, like everybody else, that there is no that there is no escalation of the conflict. But on the other hand, we are very clear that weapons of mass destruction, and in this case, chemical weapons, should not be allowed to be used, because, and in particular concerning Cyprus, the proximity makes it even more necessary that this have to be dealt with, and whoever uses chemical weapons should know that this is not done without consequences. Therefore, this matter cannot be left to pass unnoticed and without certain form of reaction by the international community.
As the foreign minister of a European nation, which seems to be inadvertently caught up in this conflict, as we've seen in today's papers regarding Akrotiri, it must be incredibly frustrating for you.
Well, we're accustomed to these kind of being at the in the press about this possibility, but on the other hand, we are comfortable with the fact that we are in a good basis of relations with the United Kingdom on this issue, and therefore we are also comfortable that things will be done in a way that Cyprus will not be by-stepped on any possible use of operations from its soil. But let leave this to be dealt with in the context of the good relations if the need arises, because we don't see now that it is absolutely necessary that this need will arise.
And one final question, Minister. Is Cyprus now fully prepared for the humanitarian crisis which may follow?
This is actually our main task. Not only are we prepared, but we have been preparing ourselves for some time now, and we are mobilizing all the government departments that will be deployed in order to offer the soil of Cyprus for the in the case of any need for evacuation of European and other citizens that may need to be leaving the area in case these developments lead to a generalized conflict.